All right. Hey guys, it's wrestle time. It's Lindsay Ryan Mayday here to bring you a little deep dive into David McClane Enterprise's finest IP, the Sacred Purple Mat of WOW, Women of Wrestling. Previously, we've talked about the CW reboot on the show. We spoke with Ray Lynn and Ruby Rays about their experiences. Ray Lynn was getting surprised by Samantha Smart showing up to take measurements for her gear and give her a purple dye job. WOW was a way to appease Ruby's inner child who always wanted to be a glow girl, and the exciting addition to AJ Mendez to the commentary table. Fun was had, anecdotes were shared, and listeners were delighted. That was then, this is now. The new season of WOW Superheroes is at its halfway point. The scenes change slightly. Sadly, we have no more AJ on commentary. Some might say she's chasing bigger things, but me, I think she's been exiled from the purple mat. I did some hunting. I made some connections. We couldn't get AJ. And by the way, whoever her receptionist is, some guy, Phil, I don't know, you messed up. We found some women who know more about being exiled, outcast, and overlooked better than anyone else in the Belasco locker room. Dear listeners, today on Grit and Glitter from the unforgiving Australian outback, we have Genesis and Exodus of Exile. Yay!
Introduction.
Seriously.
Love that, Lindsay.
Someone's done their research. I love it.
I'm glad that you said they know the most about being exiled. That is a fact.
Yes. I wanted to keep it on brand. I, drank a bunch of coffee, pounded out a bunch of writing one night, and this came out.
Fantastic.
All right. So I'm glad you liked it. All right. So if you aren't familiar with Women of Wrestling, Exile is a tag team made up of Genesis and Exodus, portrayed by Selena O'Sullivan and Karen Tran, respectively. Before we get into it, let's dig a little into the women behind the superheroes. All right. So, starting with Selena, what can you tell us about yourself and what drew you to WOW?
Well, oh goodness, that's thinking a little while back now. So I've been a part of WoW for, oh my God, 6 or 7 years now from when I first tried out on the purple mat. Basically, I just came across this tryout, and I'm not someone who came from a wrestling background, actually. I didn't watch it a lot growing up. I had some friends that were big into the WWE, but I didn't really follow. But when I saw this tryout, I've always been into martial arts and fighting and, love entertainment. So it was kind of the perfect culmination and a perfect storm. And I was like, you know what? I think I can do this. So that's how I found out and came across WOW. And just from there, have loved wrestling ever since.
That's fantastic. So do you wrestle outside of WoW or do you have any want to?
I do not wrestle outside of WOW. I'm born and bred in the on the purple mat, really. It's something I haven't thought too much about. Some people have asked me if I wanted to, try see how good I am outside, but haven't yet. But I never say never. And if the right opportunity comes, you might see me somewhere else.
That's fantastic. I really do kind of love that separation and just like the bubble that WoW is creative and that campiness and everything. And I'm always interested to see like what brings people to it. And in doing my research, I see that you've done some stunt work before. And how did that prepare you for working inside a ring?
Yeah, exactly. So I was working in the industry doing stunts, a bit of doubling, a lot of fighting, and trying to work my way through it there. And that's definitely helped, I would say, being ready for the impact that you take when you wrestle. I actually did not expect it to be as much as it is, but it was a good indication in the beginning. Yeah, I still try to when I can do some stunt work here and there, but I feel like my time is with wrestling is just, it takes the most out of you and it's the most work you do. So
yeah, and there's definitely like a balance too, like with the stunt work, like you're conditioned to be like, all right, I'm gonna be taking some hits and everything, but you're like someone's like, you're not you, you know, you're not, you don't get to be Genesis or whatever, like, but with wrestling it's like you can take these hits and it's like, oh, this is me doing it, hi.
Exactly. And you can give it right back, which is my favorite part about being in Exile and being on WoW, is that, you know, I can show some real, a lot of inner feelings come out, I feel, when I'm wrestling, because it's not just, oh, you take that and then you're done, that's your job, you've done your one fall and that's the day. This is a whole match. It's a whole story. And it's the best part about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing I did see in my research was that you've had a history as a professional Chinese lion dancer. And that might be a little like, I did some diving. Like,
wow. I'm so impressed.
Yeah, no, I do a lot of art. I have some Exile art that I've done. I've done like these books.
I've seen you. You are the Lindsay who makes the books. Get out of here. Your art is incredible. Oh my gosh. How did I put two and two together?
It's okay. I kind of wanted to keep it subtle because, you know, it's not about me. But when I approached Harley about it from the podcast, I was like, maybe you should reach out, because with me, it might just seem too fangirl.
No, not at all. I am a big, big fan. I've shown like everyone, all my friends and my family. I'm like, have you seen this art of us, of me and Exodus? It's incredible. So, yeah. Wow. I'm a bit starstruck now, actually.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'm just a normal person. Okay, so the Chinese lion dancer, did you bring any of that into the ring performance?
I guess they sort of tie in together. You know, I can't even think of a beautiful way to tie them together either. But I've done quite a few years of Chinese lion dance with this Shaolin temple, which was just, it was such a cool experience to learn how to do it. And it sort of connects you to a part of your culture. You know, I'm from Australia, but I do have Chinese roots. And just being able to do that was a really, really cool thing. You know what? I would say Chinese lion dancing prepares you for wrestling in terms of endurance, because, oh my gosh, it is exhausting. Sometimes we've had to do shows that are more than, you know, 30 minutes. You're in the line and you're going around blessing different businesses, walking through malls, and you've got to be that lion. And especially if you're the tail, you're bent down, you're moving. If you're the head, you know, you're inside. A lot of arm strength is required and just general endurance. And that translates 100% into the ring. You know, you need to be able to pace yourself, not get blown up, perform. You know, that's the connection I feel like I can make here.
Oh, yeah, that's an excellent one. I didn't even consider the cardio and being inside a costume and having to, like, keep up that, like, pep that entire time. Because it's like, Chinese line dancers don't get a cigarette break.
Definitely not. And, you know, you're keeping to the beat of the drum. You're trying to, you know, keep that performance, make that line look alive. And that's, it's a lot.
Yeah. All right. And lastly, for this little introduction around, how do you compare and contrast Selena and Genesis?
That's a great question. You know, I feel like maybe the main difference is Selena might be a little bit nicer, because Genesis, I actually admire Genesis more, because Genesis goes after what she wants way more than Selena does in her real life. And like, she has that whatever it takes mentality. So that's probably my favorite part about getting to be Genesis, is that side that you really just don't care. And when you're, you know, Genesis and you're in the ring, and I love that so much.
Yeah, that's actually something I love about women in wrestling in general, is you get to, like, you know, like, as women and femme identifying people, we often get told, you know, be quiet, be still and everything. And this is like, no, like, I'm going for it. And it's like, you kind of get dig into this primal id and just like, rawr, like, bite somebody.
That is exactly it. It's something you don't do in your regular life. And so just, it's so freeing. Probably my favorite part about wrestling, and I'm sure it is for many, many women.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Mayday, I will let you ask Karen her questions.
All
right. And I'll shut up for a minute.
All righty. Well, for Karen, same initial question. What drew you to WoW? How'd you get into it? Like, what brought you to the purple mat?
So my journey to WoW is a little different to Sully's. I was actually working at the network that broadcast WoW initially a few years ago called Access TV, and I was the art director there. And I was working on a lot of promotional content for the show. So a lot of BTS stuff, just a lot of promotional shoots and stuff like that. And I got to meet David and the crew that way. And my producer at the time, who knew of my martial arts background and just who I was as a person, kind of suggested that I try out for WoW. And I've been a martial artist for over half of my life, and I, as a fan of professional wrestling, I never ever even considered jumping into the ring like that. But he kept kind of pressing me about it. He's like, I think you'd be really good at it. And I'm like, why not? I was at a point in my life where, it was kind of like crossroads with a lot of things. And I was like, I might as well just use it as an opportunity to just see what I've got within me that I've sort of just been holding back. And, I come from a music and performance background. And, when I thought about it, just like Sully was saying, having that combination of performance and athleticism within martial arts, it made the most sense to actually take that into the squared circle. And so I went to a training session one day, and I met Selena Majors, who was most people know as Bambi, and then I met the rest of the girls. And as soon as I took my first terrible bump, I was pretty much hooked from that point onwards. So, and Sully's been there since pretty much my first day. She's helped me learn how to bump and really learn the ropes that way. So that was kind of my journey. I was at that point, I was a newer fan of professional wrestling. I'd sort of watched it growing up, but was never a super fan into it. But it was New Japan that actually reinvigorated my absolute love and obsession with the business, and just how athletic those wrestlers were, and how they presented professional wrestling in more of a sport sort of angle. That's what really drew me to it. And I thought to myself, I could see myself doing that because of being an athlete and also being a performer, and then just putting all those kind of elements in the ring, if that makes sense.
No, it definitely does. And like you said, pro wrestling is unique in that it does really the only thing that kind of combines all of those elements all at once.
Mm-hmm.
When they said you would be a good fit, they were not lying, which brings me to the next question. You definitely wrestle outside of WoW as KZT.
Yes.
you've been on CFU a couple of times, of which we have a show coming up April 4th in Gloucester City. Hint, hint, plug, plug. But you've also been in DPW, Mission Pro, Firestar, and of course, Bloodsport. You made your Bloodsport debut at The Collective April 8th, 2021 against Janai Kai. Was that your first time wrestling outside of WoW, or had you had experience before?
I want to say that was my third indie match ever.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, you picked it up quick.
Yeah, the two prior to that were they weren't actually even in a ring. They were bar fights, so it was like a no ring, no rules kind of deal. So that was actually the first time I'd stepped on it's not even a ring because there was no ropes in Bloodsport. So yeah, it was very definitely one of my very first ventures outside of WoW in terms of the wrestling scope.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned earlier, you also work a lot outside of it. You came from the art department, you said?
Yeah.
You wrestle, you make art for your promos, you design your own gear, and along with all of that, you work behind the scenes at other wrestling companies. Can you talk about that at all? Mm-hmm. Any proud moments of yours since you started?
Whether I love it or not, the aspect of my personality, which leads me to where I am, where I find myself in certain places, is I can't just do something at 20% or 30% or 50%. I have to just go all in. And thank goodness, like, I haven't, like, used that approach with, like, drugs or anything like that. that would not be a good use of that that aspect of my personality. But as a creative person, you know, it's a blessing, and I'm sure Lindsay can agree with this, but it's a blessing and a curse, because, you know, you spend all your time thinking about what you want to do and how you want to expend this kind of creative energy, and you sort of just have to, like, get it out of your system until it's out there, and then, you know, usually you're not satisfied, but you're usually finding your next kind of creative hit, so to speak. With professional wrestling, as soon as I decided that I wanted to work in the business, I stopped at nothing to make sure that that was my goal. And so I basically found every opportunity and every angle to use my expertise and my skill set, you know, in terms of, like, my career to find a place for myself in the business. And, I come from, career-wise, I come from, like, a television and film entertainment background. And, I went to university and studied design, but then ended up working in, like, post-production and television, and then ended up in film and just all sorts of stuff, like, just anything on screen that was creative, like, I wanted to do. And so when I decided that I wanted my whole entire life to be encompassed with professional wrestling, which whether it's a good thing or bad, at this point sometimes I question myself, but
definitely sneaks up on you. You're like, this should be fun, and then before you know it, it's your entire life.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I ended up there. I don't know, it's a really long-winded answer to your question, but I feel like that's really the only way I can explain it. It's like, I can't let something go. I have to just do it until it either kills me or I kill it. And so, that's just me in a nutshell, I guess.
Well, I think you touched on what you said earlier, in that for any artist ever, you're always your own worst critic. Like, I've done artwork, I've done pieces, and, like, I'll finish a show and I'm like, that was the greatest show ever. And then you go back and look at it about a week later and you're like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. But that's just, it's inspiration to just do the next one even better. And that's, like you said, you just got to always give it your whole, the entire time, 100% every time. And whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, it's definitely just the only way that we know how to do it.
Yep.
So just one last question, similar to your tag team partner there, but with a bit of a twist. How would you compare and contrast KZT with Exodus with Karen?
Ooh, wow, that seems really...
Good luck with that one.
Three faces of Holy style.
Oh my gosh. I think KZT is the most logical and natural extension of who Karen Tran is. I've never really had a, gimmick, so to speak, with KZT. She's always been, it's so weird to talk in the third person. She's always been every kind of, like, aspect of who I didn't have the guts to be as Karen Tran, I guess, like, as an athlete. And, I, as a wrestler, I use the squared circle as a way to express myself in ways that I wouldn't normally be able to do in real life. In terms of Exodus, I feel like Exodus is all the parts of who Karen Tran is without any filter. First of all, I don't think Karen Tran would ever wear, like, latex just, around as much as I
would it.
I feel like with each, sort of inception of those different parts of me, they're just all kind of different levels of, like, my personality. So, just like what Selena was saying, things that I wouldn't normally do in real life, I have the opportunity to express in the ring. And, like, that's the most liberating part about being a wrestler and being able to perform in that kind of scope is just, kind of, you can't go and poke people in the eye in, like, real life, but if I didn't like someone in the ring, I could definitely do that. So just being able to have that sort of, like, avenue to do things that the extremities of my character, or not my, even my character, extremities of who I am, get pushed within the ring, I guess. Does that make sense? Like, sorry, it's just, I really had to think about that question without, like, you know, without kind of getting too existential here on everyone.
No, it definitely makes sense. It's less of a gimmick or a character and more of just emphasizing different aspects of your own personality, depending on if it's Exodus or KZT.
Uh-huh.
But neither one is like a character. They're all just still you.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's always how I've approached wrestling, is that I'm not ever really playing a character, so to speak, you know, quote unquote. And it's, for me, having that approach has made it a lot an easier transition from, you know, being like a martial artist to being a professional wrestler. It's like, I'm not playing a character. I'm not doing something that is completely against like what I would do as a person. But I feel like that should be the case, you know, across the board. Obviously, you know, it doesn't, you know, carry across to everyone you meet in professional wrestling, but that's how I've always approached it. And it's been the most natural kind of progression for me as, you know, a martial artist into the world of professional wrestling.
No, that definitely makes sense. And I did like your existential answer, as you called it. No, it definitely makes sense. Which leads us back to the world of WoW. So I'm going to hand it back over to Lindsay to take it from here.
When Exile first debuted in WoW, they were led by Malaya Hosaka, a veteran wrestler with 30-plus years experience. Hosaka's angle was that of a jaded veteran who had been blacklisted for her old-school approach and was back with a chip on her shoulder and two trainees, ready to run roughshod on the promotion that overlooked them for the last time. And you can't see it, but I'm shaking my fist menacingly. But, without getting too far ahead of myself, we can use this as a jumping-off point for our first question. Did either of you go to the tryouts with a character in mind, or did David McLean or Malaya have the tag team idea already formed? And I also have to ask, he seems to have something for Australian women. Like, did he rush to put you two together when he found out you were both from Australia?
That's such a good question. But I, in terms of that, I can definitely tell you it was like pure coincidence and chance that I find not only another Australian, but another Asian Australian, Leno, living in Los Angeles, wrestling. Like, what were the odds? That was pure fortune, and like, I couldn't be more grateful, because I felt like we had been such a, not just a great tag team, but great friends, and that worked out very, very well.
I completely agree. I think it was just the universe just bringing together like everything right at that right moment in time. To my knowledge, it wasn't any kind of predetermined plan on David's side of things, in terms of the tag team that, you know, eventually became Exile. It was just a matter of the circumstances, and we were just there together. And I didn't have any idea of what a quote-unquote character would be going into WoW. I just presented myself as who I am, and then they, I guess, took that opportunity to then mold that into what we all know as Exile now. So
I actually did come in, because I tried out a bit before Karen did, and I went for a full-on ninja gimmick. They already do the nunchucks. I came in with a mask, and I just wanted to be a full-blown ninja. So I think they sort of were curious about it, but I don't think they wanted to go fully down that road as well, you know, not being super stereotypical, which in the end, you know, I guess worked out, because I actually wasn't even told I was going to be on a tag team at all. I thought I'd be a solo wrestler. And then that sort of just came about in the end. So I think being Genesis, it was all good fortune that it worked out being as part of Exile, because now, like, I couldn't imagine not being in Exile.
Same. Yeah. I don't think I could. I couldn't imagine my WoW journey without Selena and without Exile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like the way it's unfolded. And to kind of jump off of that, one of the things I noticed during one of my deep dives is, like, back in the early days, you both used the Asian invasion hashtags a lot. And I'm sure, like, you're aware of the old original Asian invasion, and a lot of people have made their dunks on it, and, you know, whatever, that's fine. Like, not everything ages well. But I think it's cool to really, like, build on top of that. And I was wondering if like that was a tongue-in-cheek homage, or if there's anyone else in the old WoW or GLOW that you guys took inspiration from, like Genesis with the nunchucks. I noticed Danger in the original WoW had nunchucks too, so I thought maybe that was a parallel, but maybe you can shed some light on that.
That's a good question. Asian Invasion, didn't you come up with that one, Kaz? I don't think I thought of that.
I think I started using that as a hashtag, like you said, Lindsay, to really lean into the stereotypes that go around within, you know, especially with, you know, in the 80s and 90s with Asian wrestlers in, you know, just in wrestling in general. And, you know, they all had such typical gimmicks, and I wanted to kind of own that but then put our own spin on it. So that's why that sort of hashtag, I think one of my friends actually came up with it, and I thought that was hilarious and just really wanted to lean into it. Whether it's coincidence or not that a bunch of Asian women wrestlers ended up on a tag team together, that, you know, that'll leave that off for you to decide, but here we are. And, you know, instead of, you know, ignoring that very obvious fact, why not just make it a thing? And
yeah, and you know, we use like Invasion, I think we just capitalize the A, so it's mm-hmm. it's a little different, I guess. And it's kind of, I'm grateful for it, so I don't like, oh, with the nunchucks thing, by the way, I'm actually really glad that they steered away from the ninja gimmick, because I think that kind of plays a little bit too far into it. Now I just feel like we're a bunch of badass strong chicks who happen to be Asian, and we do our thing. So yeah, and there's a few different groups within WoW that you've seen, I'm sure, that have like there are different races around, so I think it's kind of we play on it. It's a fun thing. It's definitely not meant to be anything like to cause a problem. It's just, you know,
we're not trying to start any race riots.
Any race wars. We're not doing that. We're just, you know, embracing who we are, and I think it's kind of that we are a group of Asian chicks that are cool.
I'm just more surprised that it sounds like it was more of a coincidence, for lack of a better term, that it actually had nothing to do with the original WoW tag team that was literally called the Asian Invasion. Like, it had nothing to do with that. It wasn't a take on that or a spin on that.
I wasn't even aware of it. So if, to be honest, like, my knowledge of the history of WoW and GLOW coming into doing it was, you know, fairly limited to what I'd seen on, obviously, the Netflix show, which is, I'm sure, very skewed and, you know, amplified for dramatic effects. But, you know, prior to that, I wasn't aware of all the different tag teams and all the different, you know, characters, so to speak. So
when were the Invasion? Was that, that must have been GLOW.
No, it was the original WoW in 2000, 2001-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It was Jade and Lotus.
Oh, was it Jade? Okay, because I knew of Jade. I didn't know she was in a tag team. Yeah, well, I guess
that's something new every day.
That's incredible.
The new age of it.
Yeah, and I love that reclamation angle too, and the fact that you weren't even aware of it is really funny to me, because, you know, wrestling's all about that referential thing and like riffing on it or building on it, but I think that's cool, and it's like, it's such a refreshing departure from like something that could be so stock and stereotypical. Okay. This one you might have already kind of answered with the comparing and contrasting yourself to your WoW character. But the next point is, one of the things I love about wrestling is the character design element. How much of yourself do you put into your WoW character? Was there anything that you added to make them more you? The one thing that I could think of was Genesis's hair, getting that big, like, teased crown. That's incredible, and I love that. if self does anything like that.
My favorite upgrade thing. That's definitely something I decided, because especially as Genesis is sort of really, like, I'm pushing it. I'm really trying to break out. I am trying to lead. I'm trying to be, you know, my own. Nope, I wouldn't say breakaway from exile, but I want to be the best in exile. And I want to be the one in charge. So I felt like it was necessary to bring that hair right up to show that, you know, that's me coming into being this this top heel that I'm trying to be. From the beginning, though, with our sort of design for me, I definitely feel kind of what Karen touched on before, is that Genesis is definitely me. I don't feel like I'm playing a character at all, because all the things I say, the way I am, it comes from an elevated side of, if I was mad and able to show it to the world, that's exactly how I would be. So I feel like Genesis is definitely that. Our actual design, we started off, I don't know if you remember our first gear, Lindsay, but we did start off with like a white top, and then we had the black leather sort of leggings. And I always wanted to have the black leather. I thought that was really cool. So I was always on board with that. And I think it's gone, as it's developed over the years, we sort of just modified that look. And I've liked it. I don't know how you feel about it, Kaz, but I'm pretty happy with that style.
I didn't expect that aesthetic when it was first presented to us, I guess. But as as time went on, it really grew on me. So yeah, I really got used to it after a while. In terms of like the presentation of Exile, we had a little bit of contribution, but the overall sort of concept, you know, came from the art department, who is so fantastic at what they do. And, you know, they have such wild ideas for all the gear, and the execution of it is incredible. So really blessed to be working with that team for all our stuff across the board. But, you know, we're able to contribute, you know, some ideas. But then they take our ideas and they turn it into something that's just like, you know, amazing. So yeah, that's kind of how that works. You know, it wouldn't have been my personal choice stylistically to look the way that we look right now if you were talking to me coming into WoW right at the beginning. But I'm so glad that it is how we ended up looking, because I think it makes us stand out from everyone else. You know, at first, like, for the longest time, I had, like, the bright pink hair, which, you know, since, like, let go of, because it basically just fried my hair completely. But, you know, I think it just made for such an interesting and contrasting look to everyone else on the roster. So yeah.
Yeah, I've always really dug the black leather look, because it's just like such a dark contrast to all the really like eye-catching, like colorful costumes. But I've enjoyed the evolution of Exile as well since they've started. All right, next little point before we get into more of the recent stuff, Women of Wrestling's the first place both of you started wrestling, and what can you say about your tag partner's growth since she started?
Oh, that's a great question. I will definitely start out with, growth. I think you can see that Kaz has grown a lot within WoW and also within her own endeavors as KZT. I think she's got an even broader perspective of wrestling on the indies. You know, I do have an internal fear of the indies, to be honest, because I just hear so much, like, kind of, I wouldn't say horror stories, but like you just have to be another breed. And I really like how I like being in the WoW sort of bubble. I do enjoy it because I feel like we're a good group of girls, and we care about each other a lot. And that's sort of the number one thing. Sorry, I'm completely going off course about the question. But Karen has grown immensely. I think not just with her wrestling skills, which have obviously improved with the course of time, but like mentally and going through a lot over the course of the seasons of WoW. I think she's just emerged so much stronger, and you see it with how Exodus wrestles, how she performs, and just, you know, knowing her personally, it's the growth is just immense. And obviously she's got all the moves to back it up. So that's what I would say about that.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm tearing up here.
I got to cut that out, actually. So,
my answer to that question, it's funny that you asked that right now, because I was literally just going through all my old photos and videos yesterday and found the videos of when we first started training together, and like, you know, Selena showing me how to do like a headlock takeover and like take a bump and stuff. And it's absolutely crazy how far she has grown as a performer in the ring. Not just like wrestling skill wise. I mean, she's always been super athletic and picks things up so quickly, but just in terms of like the confidence in moving around the ring and the confidence with the way that she executes like all her moves. It's an incredible, you know, journey just to witness in terms of, it's like, I felt like the early days of WOW when we were first, you know, starting out in the ring together, like looking back on it, I felt like we were such babies. And, you know, and now, I mean, obviously not saying like, you know, we're like, you know, super like, you know, amazing and ring veterans now, but it definitely, you know, I feel like, you know, between the both of us and, you know, and witnessing it, witnessing the journey with Selena, like the level of confidence that has grown, and the ability to sort of just, you know, command the action in the ring has like, it's just like night and day. It's pretty awesome thing to witness. And, you know, also to Selena's point, just, you know, not just being, not just within the WOW journey, but just as, you know, friends, like outside of the ring, like, you know, Selena is like one of my closest friends and, you know, she knows basically everything about me and like, you know, everything that's happened, you know, over the last, you know, 5 years, she's been on that journey with me. So, you know, it's, our journey has taken us, you know, from the base of like Los Angeles and now literally all over the world. I mean, you know, she's, you know, in Europe and, you know, I'm in like, you know, Florida, and I don't think either of us would have expected that when we first met 5 years ago. So it's pretty cool to just to see that journey even just play out, you know, with the parallels of what's been happening, you know, throughout the seasons with us in WOW, and then, you know, connecting those moments to what I remember going on in our lives at that point in time as well. Definitely. Wow.
Those are such beautiful answers, and I put that in there purposely so you guys could talk each other up and it would be a wonderful moment. And if we need to cut it because you're both heels or whatever, we can do that. All right.
I was going to say, it might be a little bit sweet, that one. So, no, but gosh, that means a lot. Thank you. Yeah, see how that goes.
I don't mind putting that out there. Just, you know, I feel like it's not a secret to, like, even just on social media that like we're close friends. So like from my point of view, I'm okay to keep it in. But it's up to you.
Yeah. No, I don't mind either. I just, more like, I guess sort of story wise, sometimes I feel like I'm being rough, and they sometimes say, you know, you gotta say that all these, you know, that I'm trying to be the best and I'm trying to be the leader, you know, which I am, but.
Which you are. You're always trying to, like, control me. Come on.
Yes, I know, which is just awful because, you know, how it is. We're still friends. And obviously, gosh, we still gotta win this Trios tournament. So I would be very stupid of me to be so mean. So, yeah, I don't know, man. We'll just roll with it.
All right. Well, speaking of the Trios tournament, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit in my timeline, and we're going to jump to when Ice Cold joins you guys. For all of the listeners that aren't super familiar with WOW, Ice Cold was a wrestler gimmick that WOW used in the 2001 run. This new Ice Cold started in the 2022 syndicated run and is portrayed by Jennifer Roberts. She starts out as a singles wrestler, but moves to Samantha Smart's tag team IQ Superior for a while. Eventually, they leave Samantha Smart and IQ Superior, calling them nerds, and she joins up with Exile. So, can you talk about her integration into Exile and how that worked for both of you, both in and out of character, I suppose?
Yeah, you want to take this one, Sully?
Sure, I'll start it off, and please, like, jump on in if you think of something. Yeah, so we got word of Ice Cold potentially joining Exile. Yeah, when she was on her singles run, I believe, at that point, and I did actually know that there was a previous Ice Cold in WOW history, that's a gimmick they had before. And I can definitely say that Jen is like such a lovely, lovely person. And I think, I don't know, so I'm not going to say if it's for sure that it was the Asian angle that brought her to us, because she's also half
Pure
Korean.
Pure coincidence.
If it is, cool. If it's not, cool. Because I think we, you know, we work as a trio, and Exile has always been three from the beginning. So bringing her on was really, really nice. I think she's a great addition. I wish they put her in black so she could fit us a little bit better.
Thank you. I've been saying that the whole time. I photoshopped up a thing, like I made her costume black, and it just fits so much better.
Right?
No, for and real. Think, that's what we talk about.
Yeah, but you know, she's icy, so they kept her blue. But I've really enjoyed working with her, because I think she brings that other level of, you know, a bit more of a high flyer, someone who's good with acrobatics and can do these moves that I certainly could not. So that kind of elevates our team in a certain way. And she's just a really, really great person to work with as well.
I think she's been such a great fit for Exile. And it makes sense, because she couldn't really find her footing with any of the other teams.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And we are the place for anyone that just doesn't fit in. And, you know, when the opportunity for her to join Exile came along, of course, I didn't know who she was. I hadn't met her. So me being me, and this is me being like Karen and Exodus and KCT all at once, I'm just suspicious of everyone. Like, I don't trust anyone. And I'm just, you know, it's like, I'm very weary of anyone. So I'm always kind of, like, I put my guard up until you can prove that you're not a person. And then at that point, I'm, you know, I'm all in on everything. So I was very, you know, at first I was very hesitant on anyone joining in the group, because I'm like, who the heck is this person, and why do they think that they can just come in and just be a part of us? But that's just me being protective, you know, and paranoid. But it didn't take long at all to realize that she was actually like the perfect fit and perfect addition to Exile and our team. And it's just been really awesome just to have her there, you know, as the, you know, like Selena said, that she brings up like something to the team that neither of us are able to do in terms like of her athletic ability, but then also just her, you know, personality, her energy that just have around, it's just, you know, it rounds us out, and it's so awesome. So really love the dynamic that Exile is, and that we have like moving forward. And I feel like we're such a strong team that you know, I would really hate for, you know, anything to happen to us.
Yeah, that would never happen, though. Like, I don't think that would ever happen in wrestling, where, like, a fun trios team is brought up and broken apart. It would crush me. It would crush
Especially
me.
Especially when they're so strong, you know? It's such a strong team, dominating tournaments.
Yeah.
Beating everyone up.
Yeah, and there's perfect harmony. It's wonderful. Okay, so we got Ice Cold aboard, and commentary starts referring to Genesis as the new leader, and we see Genesis get her own singles matches. Selena, can you talk about this transition from a silent lackey to the new leader? Like, what an upgrade. What a promotion.
It's hard to, for me as Selena, sort of like to know how to feel about it, because it is bittersweet as a person, because, you know, you've been in the same trenches with your team at the same level. You've been, you know, you've been through it. I'll just leave it at that, with everything that happened. But then to be, you know, suddenly seen as someone who's more of could be a contender in the singles world as well. You know, I can't say it wasn't flattering, and it wasn't nice to be, you know, considered as someone who could do that, or, you know, leave the team of Exile. But I'm enjoying the run. I get to bring something even more out of Genesis, an even bigger heel side that I didn't have before, which I am I do love that, I have to say it. Like, being that extra mega heel, even on my own team sometimes, it is kind of fun. But, you know, at the same time, I personally don't feel that makes me any better as a wrestler or anything like that, because, you know, gosh, I don't know if you've seen my matches, but I'm the first one to bail when things go bad in the ring. I'll be the first to tag out. I think it's just really been a fun journey for me with being Genesis and mega healing it up.
No, it's been super fun to watch. Like, you come into this, it's great. All right, so kind of the same question for Karen. You got your own singles matches this season, which I was so stoked about. I love that Kida Rush match. I love that Candy Crush match. What do you have to say about your transition from going from, you know, half of a tag team to someone that could potentially stand on their own and be a singles competitor if they need to be?
That's a great question. And it, when the opportunity came up for me to, have matches that where I'm just going in by myself, I, of course, you know, jumped at the opportunity because I just love to fight. I love to fight whether on a team or by myself. I just want to get in there and compete as much as possible. So again, I'm always representing XL every time I go into that ring, regardless of whether I have my tag team with me or not. XL is, it's emblazoned on my chest and it's, you know, it's on my boots. I am 100% XL and I will be to the end. Regardless of whether I'm in there by myself or, you know, with my teammates behind me, I just go in there and I just fight and I just, you know, try and, beat whoever's in front of me in the best way I know how. So yeah, just any opportunity I can get to wrestle and to fight, I just relish it and, you know, just give me more of it. Like that me, you know, I want more. Like, that's all I can say to that.
Perfect. Like, what more could you want? All right. So rumors of dissension and a happiness in exile rumble through the locker room. But despite this, the team soldiers through a trios tournament, making it all the way to the end. They are going to face Team Spirit at the finals. That episode has not aired for us yet. Today for some people, tomorrow for others, I think. So what can be said about Team Exile from this point on? Does Genesis want to be a leader or a single star? Does Exodus want to be part of a team where she's a subordinate and not in a partnership? Has Ice Cold realized she was stronger on her own? Like, maybe the real friends we made in exile were the ones that we banished along the way. I guess, shortly, where do you want to go from here?
That is such a beautiful recap. Wow. You know, we're about to do this, we're about to win this tournament, which I can't wait for. So then after that, as Genesis, I feel like that's always been my goal, right? Everything I do is for exile as well. It's to bring us to the top. Even though my methods are sometimes a bit harsh, I'm doing it for the team. Like, I've been with this company for so long and I've never had a belt. Like, I've never even had a championship match. So, you know, if this is the next best thing, I'm going to do what it takes to win. Now, if I keep getting held back by my team or if little errors keep coming up, well, then I can't really say what's going to happen, in terms of, moving forward for, you know, Genesis and Exile. If I want to keep, you know, being the leader and just running my course that way, or if I feel like I need to break it off, you know, I'm not entirely sure where that's going. But first things first, the priority is to win this trios tournament belt. So I'm going to be good enough to my team to keep them around for that.
You know, I, having trained in martial arts for so much of my life, I am very used to being treated like crap by my senseis and by whoever, you know, just the culture of martial arts is sometimes very unforgiving. But the goal at the end of the day is always to win. And so whatever punishment it may take to get to that final goal, that doesn't really matter. So regardless of what goes on internally within Exile, is never going to be bigger than the ultimate goal, which is to win gold. So having said that, who knows what's next for Exile? Along with Selena, I've never been associated with anything other than this tag team since day one of WoW. I can't imagine myself being anything other than being part of Exile. But, you know, as we all know, everyone has goals in this place, and sometimes these goals take a little bit more precedence over loyalties and integrity and things like that. But I can't really speak to that because all I can focus on is getting to the end, which is showing how great we are as a tag team and why we deserve to be at the top. And you know, for me personally, I will stop at nothing to get to that point, and I will stop at nothing for until everyone absolutely realizes that. So yeah, that's my answer.
Wow, what ominous foreboding and, dare I say, foreshadowing answers. So we'll have to see how this all plays out in upcoming episodes.
It's very clear, Mayday. I mean, I don't know what you're getting at here.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm just saying step one is win the tournament. We'll see what happens after that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, if we win, I mean, I think I'm going to be pretty thrilled and, you know, just want to take it to the next level. So championship belts, I kind of still need my tag team. So see how it goes.
Exactly.
I'm just a little sad they don't have three bronze belts. That's what my brain was picturing, and that's not what I was given.
One day.
All right, well, that's about everything I had for the questions. We are at about an hour. We do have some random miscellaneous ones, but I don't want to keep you guys because you've already given us so much time already. So I think that might be just about everything that we needed to hit.
Wow, that was fun. Thanks for having us. Cool to talk about things, you know, mixed with wrestling, but also as ourselves. Feels a bit weird, like I've never done that, but I kind of like talking about what kind of impact wrestling has on my life in and out of the ring. You know, we're complete people, and wrestling is just one aspect of your full life. So, yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for getting us together like this. I do believe this is like the first time we've spoken as a team outside of any kind of, you know, WoW related media that we've done. So it was like a really, you know, really interesting way to approach talking about what we do, you know, as ourselves and also like within WoW, like super cool. So thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. And I don't think I've seen an Exile interview outside of WoW either. So I really wanted to see it happen. And I was just kind of tired of sitting on my hands and waiting for someone else to do it, because even when they did, I'd be like, you know, you didn't do it my way. So it's not my favorite way.
You know, we're literally always exiled. That's kind of how we roll. So we don't really take a whole lot of the attention or answer too much about ourselves. So that's probably why.
Yeah, I like it. It's very mysterious. All right. So thank you again for your time. And hopefully maybe we can do it again if you ever want to.
Sure. I'm down for it. I love talking about myself, you know.
Celebrate that trios win.
Yeah, absolutely. Celebrate your trios win. And Karen, I just would love to talk about how much I hate Pantone and Adobe products with you all day.
That will be a 3-hour podcast.
Yeah, it would. It would. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time once again. And I think we can call this meeting adjourned.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lindsay. Mayday.
Mayday, I'll see you in about a month's time.
Oh, less than that. It's sneaking up fast.
Oh, shit. I might be there, too.
You should be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I took off from work. I think I'm going to do my first WrestleMania.
Oh, my gosh.
There's always like, oh, we have plenty of time. And then suddenly it's next week.
Oh, mm-hmm. I know. You're telling me. I'm doing Labor of Love early in the day against Tracy Williams, too. So if anyone's interested in seeing that, I think that's going to be pretty wild.
I love that, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. And once again, for the 50th time, thank you so much for your time. And you ladies have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.